This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the Vatican on Monday to meet with Pope Francis and other officials. They will discuss climate change, human rights, and human trafficking among the topics of discussion. The visit comes ahead of an expected October meeting between the Pope and U.S. President Joe Biden. President Biden is the second Catholic to lead the United States. Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio will also co-chair a meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS Monday. State Department officials said ministers will discuss maintaining pressure on the militant group in Iraq and Syria while also working to counter affiliates elsewhere in the world. The Defense Department says the U.S. military conducted airstrikes near the border between Iraq and Syria. The U.S. saying this targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities Sunday, two in Syria and one in Iraq. Authorities have identified eight of the nine people confirmed to have died in the collapse of a 12-story beachfront condominium in the U.S. state of Florida. More than 150 others remain missing as rescuers search through the rubble of the Champlain Towers South. Rescue workers are still holding out hope they will find survivors as they head into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside of Miami. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby from which they watched the rescuers work. This is VOA News. Iran has not made a decision yet about whether to extend an agreement with the UN atomic watchdog over access to surveillance footage at its nuclear sites, the country's foreign ministry said on Monday. The remarks by Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh came after a three-month deal between Tehran and international nuclear inspectors to preserve video data at the country's atomic installations expired last week, that following a one-month extension. Suspected militants fatally shot a police officer, his wife, and their daughters in Indian-controlled Kashmir. That's according to police on Monday. Police said anti-India militants entered Officer Fayez Ahmed's home in the southern Tral area late Sunday and fired indiscriminately at those inside. Ahmed was killed immediately, while his wife died a few hours later in the hospital. Their 23-year-old daughter died in a hospital early Monday. In a statement, police labeled the incident a terror attack. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the country will tighten COVID-19 restrictions for 14 days as current containment measures are insufficient to cope with the speed and scale of new infections. The country, the worst hit on the African continent in terms of recorded cases and deaths, is in the grip of a third wave of infections. It recorded almost 18,000 new cases on Saturday, approaching the peak of daily infections seen in a second wave in January. And local scientists say the Delta coronavirus variant seems to be spreading fast. Under the measures announced, all gatherings will be prohibited. There will be a curfew from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., and the sale of alcohol will be banned. Schools will start closing from Wednesday, while restaurants will only be able to sell food for takeaway or delivery. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in England. The BBC reported Sunday that the papers included plans for a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included discussion about the potential Russian reaction to the British warship HMS Defender's travel through waters off Crimea coast last week. The broadcaster said a member of the public who wanted to remain unnamed contacted it when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.